Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 19, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin tonight's call, I want to recognize one of my new frontline associates who just leveled up. He got paid and promoted to the senior associate level from Muskogee, Oklahoma. I want to welcome Mr. Philip DeBlum to the call. Philip, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Philip. Let's let everybody know a little bit about you real quick and what it feels like leveling up.
Oh, it's amazing. The last 17 days have been gone very fast, as long as you stay busy. I have four memberships and one associate. One of those memberships had been in a couple of years ago and saw me go through using the attorney and thought, I didn't get to do that, so that's what I wanted to do. So she recertified as a member. And so I'm just waiting on my bonus first thing in the morning, be direct deposited. Looking forward to it.
Well, Philip, congratulations, and we're looking for great things from you and all the way up through manager and beyond. So congratulations, and keep up the good work.
Very much. And my first associate for first PBR here in a couple of days. Looking forward to that.
All right. Good job. Appreciate that. Now that tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 5 Executive Director, and the leader of the Moore Success Team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy, and I'm very happy to introduce this next associate. You know, he's a $700,000 ring earner, Platinum Council member, Millionaire Club member. You know, he built a business along with his marriage, and he's built a legacy in himself. You know, he has three children, Burrell, Brittany, and Paige. And they're all working the business now. Burrell became the youngest woman in Legal Shield to earn the Legal Shield ring, and she did it in only second year in the business, Randy, at the age of 26. What a deal. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you tonight, Mr. John Hoffman. Mr. Hoffman.
Hey, John, are you on the call? He was on just a minute ago. He must, unless he got knocked off. Let me look here just a second. I might ask. All right. Do we have Mr. Hoffman?
I'm here, guys.
There you are.
Can you hear me?
Ken now, John. Welcome to the call.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Ken, Randy, thank you so much for certainly the welcome and the opportunity to visit with your great team. And I heard a lot of familiar names dialing in from all across North America. And it's always an honor to speak to the Moore Success Team, and it's always an honor to just see you guys and associate with just some of the finest folks I've had the opportunity to meet in my 30 years in this industry. And I couldn't be more excited. Here we are 19 years and running and you know, more excited about what the future holds than I've ever been. And I'll be brief. I know that anytime I get a chance to talk about Legal Shield, it's an honor. And it's just that passion, I think, that drives so many of us. And it's that passion that, you know, really creates the kind of success that a lot of us are having in this company, in this industry today. So for those that might be, you know, listening or dialing in that are maybe new, congratulations, you know, Randy, to your new guy who just leveled up. Congratulations to all the new associates who have chosen Legal Shield as a career path for themselves, whether part-time or full-time. Congratulations to any and everybody who's, you know, rank advanced in any one of the areas. And for maybe some of the new folks, just real quick, I'll just share my background. By no means is it important, you know, but maybe some of y'all can relate to it. And Darcy and I were blessed 19 years ago to get introduced to Legal Shield, prepaid legal at the time, and I'll never forget that day. You know, prior to being involved with this company, I had a background of corporate America and small business ownership. I thought out of college, you know, that the only way to, you know, some form of security was through a career or a job or, you know, working in the corporate world. And went to Houston, Texas, spent 4 years in the oil industry. I kind of chuckle if anybody's seen Deepwater Horizon. Those were the rigs I worked on. And in 4 years, I bought into all that company's promises only to be downsized my fourth year. And at 26, it was a rude awakening. But I did realize, you know, that I wasn't building my dream. I was building someone else's. And, you know, I wasn't determining my wealth in the, or my value in the marketplace. Someone else was. And, you know, time freedom, you know, what was that in corporate America? Somebody else was going to tell me when I could get a vacation or, you know, go to the kids' soccer game. And So I just thought there had to be a better way. And I've always believed in personal development, and success leaves clues. And so I started reading autobiographies of successful people and realized that wealth in North America was created through business ownership. I didn't and had never heard of the direct selling industry or the home-based business industry, but I moved from Austin, Texas, back to Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I was from, and I started an environmental company. And if you're a business owner on the phone, you can certainly relate to some of this. What I now experienced were those traditional headaches that go with small business ownership, workman's comp, employees, general liabilities, cash flow, the capital and resources just to start a company were very steep. And I'm sharing this with you because for the second time in a short career, I got my butt kicked because I never was taught the value of timing. I was in the wrong place at the right at the wrong time in the oil industry. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time with my environmental company. My idea was good. I was just 2 years too early. So I bartended at night. I framed houses in the morning for $7 an hour to do anything I could to keep that company alive during the day. And I don't know about maybe some of you on the phone, but, you know, maybe some of you were like me. I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I knew that for things to change, I had to change, and for things to get better, I had to get better. And it was in November of 88 that my wife and I got introduced to the direct selling industry. We didn't understand the channels of distribution. This was before, obviously, prepaid legal, today Legal Shield. But we were smart enough to find the top producer in the company and say, hey, we're hard workers. Teach us the business. And then they taught Darcy and I the business, and within 6 years, we built businesses in seven different countries. We left that company because they changed their product line, and it just wasn't something we were passionate about. We left a very large sales organization with that company. And we just felt, hey, if we need to start over, we start over. And fortunately, we were introduced to Legal Shield. And, you know, maybe like a lot of you, when I first saw this company, I immediately wrote down 13 times in 1998 where I would have used this service if someone told me about it. The product immediately made sense. I knew we could have peace of mind, protection and security, and it would save our family time and money. So I didn't understand the channels of distribution. I didn't understand the compensation plan. But what I did understand were a couple of very simple principles. And, you know, for those of us that love the Lord and, you know, like to build our business based on biblical principles, I understood one thing. You know, seek ye first the principles, and then things will be added unto you. You know, so it was always about the principles. And one of the greatest things I realized 19 years ago was that if we could keep this business simple, and in Legal Shield we certainly can, then great things would happen. And I just knew I needed to get out there and see the people and tell that, you know, Legal Shield story. The more people I would see, the more money I would make. I didn't know how many people I would have to talk to come across a Randy Moore. I didn't know how many people I'd have to talk to come across a Ken Moore. I didn't know how many people I'd have to talk to come across a Harold Pinson, a Linda Bowden, a Jimmy Parrish. I didn't know. All I knew was that the quicker I would go out and see the people and tell the story, the sooner I might come across someone like a Ken Moore. I didn't know if it was 1,000 people to come across someone like Ken or if it was 500 people. I didn't care. I just knew that there was safety in numbers and there was a law of averages. That's what I call Sinaloa. There's safety in numbers and there's a law of averages. The great thing about this is these numbers apply to anybody in life, you know, whether it's, you know, someone in the ministry or whether it's someone in professional baseball or whether it's someone in pharmaceutical sales. And I think it's probably the great Ken Moore, but maybe even the great Wilbur Smith or maybe it was even Harlan, you know, who said what we lack in skill, you know, we make up in numbers. What we make up in numbers we'll gain in skill. And that was my first really understanding of this industry over 25 years ago. I didn't want to do two a day. I didn't want to do four a day. You know, I wanted to go through that 500. I wanted to go through that 1,000 because the quicker I went through the numbers, the quicker I could find and work with the leaders who had the desire, who were teachable, who had a willingness to work. Same thing if you want to be a 300 hitter in baseball. The quicker you got in the batter box, and the more pitches you swung at, the more misses you had, the more strikeouts you had, the sooner you would connect with the pitch, the sooner you would connect with the ball, the sooner you would get a base hit, the sooner you might get a double, a triple, maybe even a grand slam. You know, and so we're fortunate. We're very fortunate in the world of Legal Shield in that I believe really only one thing has to happen to be successful. And if you're taking notes, just write down these four things. Write down number one, use. Number two, share. Number three, coach. And number four, duplicate. So the most important thing that has to happen is be a product of the product. Use the membership. But I'm not going to leave it at just using the membership, but stay here with me just for a second. When you become a product of the product, when you use and experience the benefits of the membership, whether there was ever an opportunity tied to this or not, you would want to tell other people. Because it's just not right for you to have access to the legal community and not to let others have access to it. It's not right for you to only live life on your terms and watch others be taken advantage of. It's not right for you to be able to save your family time and money and not make it available to others. It's not right for you to have that will and not make it right, you know, available to others. You know, when you experience those benefits, you want to go and make this available to everybody you know, warm market, cold market, and on the street cold market. You want the world to know about this. You know, once you've used it, you don't care what others think. You don't care what others' opinions are. You know, you don't have to worry about rejection and things like that because you know the service works for you, so you know that it will work for others. So when you use the membership, you're going to want to share it with others. You're then going to want to coach others how to use and share the membership, and that's really where the duplication comes into play. So if you think about it real quick, what happens when you protect a family because you shared the membership? Well, number one, you protect the family. Number two, you get paid. Now, number three, the greatest thing that can happen is you get referrals. Anytime I protect the family by marketing the membership, I immediately look at them and say, hey, now that you understand what we do, you can probably think of three people you know who'd like to have their teenage drivers protected. You can probably think of three people you know who'd like to have this comprehensive will. I bet you can think of three business owners you know who really care about their employees. So I call that referrals to the power of three. You can never run out of your warm market. The opportunity is endless because when they see and experience the value of that membership, they're going to want to help you to know others, or they're going to want to tell you about others that could value and benefit from it too. And then the last thing I do is I never leave a membership sale without saying to that person, hey, by the way, now that you understand what we do, you can see why we've experienced phenomenal growth. Our business is exploding. We're expanding in your area, and I need your help. Who do you know in this area that's either dissatisfied, or who do you know in this area that might be interested in some part-time or full-time money? We're expanding, and we need help getting our story to the marketplace. So by using the product and then sharing the product, you protect the family, you get paid a commission, you get referrals to the power of three, and you know, you always make sure that the world knows there's an opportunity tied to this. Whether they're interested or not in the opportunity, it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that the world knows there's an opportunity here. The good Lord didn't give me the ability to judge or prejudge who will or who won't do the business. I just simply got to advertise everything that our company stands for and everything our company's about. So under the word use, I would also encourage this. It's not just using the membership, but have you gotten your will done? You know, so you've used the membership, but do you have a testimonial of how you have had the will done for you? Have you downloaded the apps to your phone? Have you used the apps? Have you tapped on the app? Have you used the resources that we have available to us? Do you use Prospect? Do you use some of the tools? You know, are you using your team's onboarding approach, your team's, you know, different resources that you have? Have you used the, you know, Monday night call? Well, obviously, I celebrate all of you guys because you're on this call. So because you've used it, because you're experiencing the value of your team, the leadership, the testimonials, and everything that your team stands for, you're going to now promote that. because you've used the Monday night call, you're going to want to share that call with your team, and you're going to want to make sure your team shares it with their team so that that message duplicates out to the grassroots. So it's not just using the membership, but it's downloading the apps, using the apps. It's using the the will questionnaire. It's getting your will taken care of. It's using the resources. It's getting the, Legal Shield Advantage. It's using everything that we have in the back office as far as the resources and tools go. So my last comment would be, now that we understand the use, share, coach, and duplicate, my only other last comment is just know and help everybody that you bring into this great company to know that there's an enemy. Anytime we help people go from the W-2 world into the 1099 world, we must make sure that they know there's an enemy. The majority of the world doesn't want to see you and I succeed. The majority of the world wants us to fall into that walk of mediocrity. You know, most people are okay with mediocrity. Most people are okay being comfortable. Good will always be the enemy of great. You know, and it's up to us to be able to set realistic expectations and say, hey, there's a family member who's going to want to steal your dream. Hey, there's always a journey between dream and the destiny. Between dream and the destiny, there's a gap. There's a journey. And the greatest part about that journey is what we become in the process. There's going to be good times. There's going to be bad times. There's going to be laughter. There's going to be crying. But just know, every one of us that are part of your Legal Shield family is going to be by your side, ready to lift you up and pull you out. The summit is absolutely amazing. The summit is absolutely beautiful. The view from the summit is beyond description. But guess what? The climb in getting there is tough. The climb is going to wear you out. The climb is going to want to make you quit. But, hey, quitters never win and winners never quit. So, you know, Ken and Randy and to the Moore family, Jeremy, if you're out there, I just so appreciate all that you guys stand for. Ken, I'll consistently and always, you know, at least once a week, give thanks to you and all the pioneers who have blazed a trail for people like us who have, you know, stood in the gap for the last 30 and 40 years, you know, making Legal Shield what it is to people like us today. So thank you, sir, for your leadership. I'm glad you're feeling better. You're constantly in our prayers. Say hello to your lovely wife. And, Randy, it was great seeing you guys in the Bahamas and the rest of the family. And I appreciate the opportunity to visit a few minutes with this great team.
All right, John, I appreciate that very much. I'm getting a lot of texts here. I've got a few questions from some of our leaders. Would it be all right for you to take a few questions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd be glad to.
All right. You mentioned one of our Millionaire Club members, Miss Linda Bowden, up in Arizona. Linda, are you on? See here if I didn't accidentally mute her out. All right, let's switch. Let's just go to Mr. Alex Gardner there in Arizona. Alex, are you on?
I am. Thanks, Mr. Moore, and thanks, Mr. Hoffman, for sharing with us tonight. Always appreciate your talks and the example that you've set. You mentioned the journey between dream and the destiny, and I know you've done a great job of balancing, you know, faith and family, and but was there a time when you launched your business that maybe you were immersed a little bit more in the business? I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about maybe getting a business launch and what that really takes.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think one of the most important things is for anybody that has a family to sit down with the family. And, you know, one of the key words to marriage is agreement. You know, when I first started this business, I sat down with my wife and my girls and I said, hey, look, you know, in order to go from, you know, price to promise, the idea of financial independence, the idea of more time freedom, there's got to be a heck of a price that's paid on the front end. And, you know, can we have a buy-in for a little bit less of dad today for more of dad tomorrow? When the whole family is bought in, when the whole family is in agreement, they understand that when maybe you're not there, when maybe you're not at the baseball game or the soccer game, or maybe you didn't get home until, you know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, depending where you might be traveling, you know, for the business meetings or the Super Saturday events, and maybe you're going to work the next morning at 8 o'clock like I was in the beginning, you know, there's full-time part-time or how's it go? Well, there's a saying we used to have. I can't remember it right now, but the idea is, you know, you're just really working to ramp up. But as long as the family's in agreement, then it's more of a team effort because everybody's involved. There's an understanding. And, you know, I think that part of it helps you to really lay a priority and balance into, you know, your walk with the Lord, because I don't care how busy anybody is, let the Lord drive your business instead of you trying to drive it, and you're going to see, you know, multiples of growth. At the same time, you know, you've got your wife, you've got your children, and God is a rewarder of order, so... you know, you're a steward, you're being diligent, but you're being smart about it too. But, yeah, there's a heck of a lot of energy to get it rolling for sure.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, Alex, appreciate that. Next, let's go up to the state of Virginia and another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on? Do we have Jeff in speaker mode? All right, let's switch, and I know we've got a question from the state of Idaho, and that's a $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber. I believe he's in Tulsa tonight. Damian, are you on?
I am in Tulsa. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Mr. Hoffman, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. Just like you were saying, you mentioned Mr. Moore all the time. I mention you all the time because you know how I feel about you and how you helped me go from a broke director to a bronze exec within 6 months, so always appreciative to have a chance to learn more from you. But a couple of quick questions. You know, I know, and you kind of said this earlier tonight, you just didn't use these words, but I know you always talk about the mission before the commission. And, you know, in your opinion, the first question is, what's a good ratio of sales to recruits? And then maybe along those lines as well, I remember hearing you talk about a few years ago at a Shield Nation breakout talking about, you know, Jeff Roberti and that story. And you kind of laid out the idea that you'll make more sales and you will recruit people if you're doing it right. So I thought maybe you could touch on that for a minute.
Well, you know, on the mission side, I think you kind of heard it. When, you know, there's a lot of times when I'm doing a training. And, hey, listen, Damian, congratulations to you, too, on your $100,000 ring. Great seeing you down in the Bahamas. And just always appreciate seeing you, and it's great seeing your wife. Just really enjoyed that. But, you know, I ask a lot of times in a training, what's one of the first things that happens when you market a membership? And a lot of people are like, you get paid, you get paid, you get paid. And that's true. What I try to do is shift the mindset just a little bit and, you know, say, look, when you market a membership, the first thing that really happens is you protect a family. And when you start to think about the mission side and the passion that we all have for the idea of equal justice under law, you know, for the idea of balancing the scales of justice, when you think about all of that, you know, the money naturally follows. When you're about the right thing on the front end, the big money typically follows on the back end. So, you know, that's kind of the idea about the mission part first. You know, I just am a believer that one of the greatest tools we've got is our membership. I just believe and have always believed that this membership speaks volumes in regards to what the opportunity is about. So, look, I want to build the largest distribution network, you know, in the history of direct sales, just like all of you on the phone. The reality of what we've got is our membership is for everybody, okay? The same reality is that the opportunity is not. So although we have a lot of good resources, we have a lot of good tools, whether it's a BizOp, Tuesday BizOp meeting, whether it's your Monday leadership call tonight, whether it's a Super Saturday, whether it's one of the campaigns through some of the technology we use, whether it's the four-minute video about Legal Shield or about our membership. It doesn't matter. We have a lot of great tools. I personally like being able to communicate the value of this membership to who I'm talking to, because when someone really sees and understands this value proposition, this service proposition, everything that our membership can do to bring peace of mind to families in North America – on the legal and identity theft side, there's a good chance they might be interested in the opportunity, or more importantly, if they're not, they know someone who might be interested in the opportunity. I never look at the people I'm talking to from a linear perspective. I never look at individuals on a one-on-one perspective. I'm always looking at my communication to that individual, to the hundreds of people that they know. So, that's really the idea of the whole membership. And look, if you're a valued associate in this company, there's no reason you can't be part of Performance Club. That's the easiest thing in the world to do every single month. I do get that when you start to qualify for the higher levels, your time is split in different areas, but you've got opportunities all month long to protect families, and that's really what we should be doing. So that ratio should be pretty doggone strong across the board on your sales to recruit side. So I hope that helps, Damian, and good hearing your voice.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Thank you, Damian. It looks like we have one more from the state of Utah, the executive director, Mr. Steve Crabtree. Steve, are you on?
Yes, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Hoffman, I just want you to know that the Crabtree family has been following your family and just really appreciate all that you've done. And as you know, my daughter Ashley has followed Brielle, quite a lot and have met her and, just conversed with a little bit there. But I guess my question, most recently my son, I got him on board as he was just turned 18. And so my family's all in the business since they've been growing up in the business. But my question to you is, how do you differentiate and how do you kind of separate the family and still motivate them for the business? Not that they need it in my family, but it does happen from time to time where you kind of feel a little bit flustered trying to, separate family and business.
Well, that's always a fun one right there. And Steve, great to hear your voice. And congratulations to you guys. I look forward to meeting your son sometime. So please be sure you introduce me. I think the maybe easiest way to kind of look at it is, Darcy and I never really pushed or put Legal Shield into their life. In other words, I don't wake up, I don't go and get my car to go do Legal Shield. Legal Shield has always been in us. So the fact that our girls have been around it means that they've been a product of the product. I actually wanted my kids to go out and experience that W-2 world. I kind of always wanted to do a little bit of a takeaway from my kids, and when they would express an interest, I would kind of answer their questions and we would have the conversations about the differences of what our company really has to offer versus, the whole W-2 world. We never really acted like we were that interested. We kind of did what I call a takeaway, I'll never forget, Brielle's in the ministry and she's leading teams in different parts of the country for this large church in Birmingham, Alabama. And I never, I'll forget we were going skiing somewhere and she couldn't go. And she called us and she's like, I only get 11 days off a year. And you guys are always gone. And she goes, this is just crazy, And we're like, well, yeah, that's what happens when you're, out there and, working for someone else. That's what happens with a job, a J-O-B, And eventually she's like, forget this. I've loved the product. You guys have been a product of the product. I love the people. I love helping people. And the ministry is just as big inside Legal Shield as it is inside the church. And it's actually bigger, outside the four walls of the church. And so, I think it's good that young adults, I think it's good that people go out and experience, what it's like to fight crime and gridlock, what it's like to sit in the cubicle, what it's like to work from 9 to 5, what it's like to kind of live paycheck to paycheck, what it's like to be subject to someone else's, directions. And when they start to realize on their own that, hey, inside me is an entrepreneurial spirit. Inside me is a gift from God that I want to exercise and go to the marketplace and realizing life rewards deserve, not need. it becomes a pretty strong power play, and Legal Shield is obviously the best answer out there in the world of opportunity. So I don't know if that made sense or not, but I hope it made a little bit of sense.
It did. Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. I do appreciate your insight.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. You guys are asking tough questions tonight.
Well, John, I appreciate you answering, Mr. Randy, again. Appreciate you and Darcy. And here you are continuing another generation of the Hoffman family with Brielle. She's such an inspiration to so many of the younger people that are coming up in the business. I just want to thank you, and from me and Pat to you and Darcy, we just appreciate you guys. We follow everything that you do and your success. And we just, anytime you're on stage, of course, we root as loud as we can for you because we appreciate you. And we love you, and we want to thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight, John.
Randy, thanks. Say hi to Pat. Appreciate you guys. Love the Moore family and your team, and I look forward to all of us impacting even more lives over the next 19, 20 years. You guys be blessed, and I'll see you all soon.
All right, John. Appreciate that very much. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
First of all, I'd like to thank John Hoffman for your outstanding performance tonight. Appreciate him. Appreciate his family. May God's blessing continue to be with you, John. Now, ladies
Thanks,
and gentlemen,
Ken.
Let's keep putting God first, our family second, Legal Shield third, and get out there and get it. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.